It certainly is. Welcome back to the program. Just before we get to Darcy McDonald, the number one NRL reporter at Fox Sports. Jimmy, you rehoming greyhounds is inspirational. Heard it on Fletch and Joel talking about it. Ben, they were talking horse shit, I think is the correct pronunciation of the term. But thank you very, very much for that. I did hear it. They're not bad. But I thought they were out there to adopt a greyhound. That's what we're under the understanding. And I know that would Fletcher'd love it. This place at Bondi. I don't know whether Darcy McDonald would adopt a greyhound. No, she'd adopt a bulldog. She's on the line. Hello, Darcy.
Hey, Jimmy. How are you going?
Yeah, really well. Are you into adopting greyhounds at all?
I'm not, but my partner very much.
Really?
He said the only dog. Yeah, I said I want a bulldog. He said the only dog he'll get is a greyhound.
Apparently, they're amazing pets. Apparently they are.
Yeah, actually, his grandfather does have a couple of greyhounds and trains them, and they are meant to be amazing pets. So I'm open to it.
There you go. Hey, speaking of bulldogs, some sad news for one of their prize recruits in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, really sad. So Viliami Kikau's father has passed away. So Viliami will head over to Fiji for his funeral on Friday, and I believe the new coach, Cameron Seraldo, will go with him, which is a really nice touch. Obviously, they've got a close bond from their time at Penrith together. That's a really rough thing for Viliami to go through, particularly given he's spent all this time over in the UK for the World Cup, comes back as, you know, was hoping to, I guess, enjoy some downtime with the family, and then this happens. It's awful.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It seems an obvious one, but you know that Cameron Serrato was going to be incredibly busy at that time with pre-season getting underway. But I remember Anthony Seibold did it at the passing of Cody Walker's mother, and he took the entire squad down to I think it was the Nowra region. But it just shows how much the relationship is important and the respect that the coach is showing to all of his players, which is clearly going to be important at some stages during the course of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it sends a message as well for the existing Bulldogs players. It lets them know that, hey, the coach really cares.
Yeah.
And, you know, family comes first and football isn't the be-all and end-all. And I think it also shows that Cameron Serraldo has great trust in his coaching staff around him, that they can get on with the job without him being there. So, it's a terrible timing and a terrible thing for the Kikau family to go through. But, you know, there are some positives that can come out of it, and that, it does let the playing group know that they're a tight family at Belmore, and the coaching staff, they can pick up and keep going.
We had the unveiling of the Anthony Seibold era at the Manly Seagulls. Tony Mestrov sitting shotgun with him during the course of the press conference. Lots of stuff from Anthony about not having to prove people wrong and proving people right, and he talked about Josh Schuster. But what was interesting was, when it came to the rainbow round, inclusivity, whatever you want to call it, that Tony Mestrov saying that we would be led by the NRL on that, which I guess is no surprise. And I'd reckon all clubs are treading warily there, Darcy.
Totally, because everyone saw that story blow up this year. It would be the wise thing to do to, I guess, take a step back, at least initially, and, let the NRL guide them. Because obviously they got it wrong. Manly got it wrong. I'm sure they've learned their lesson. I'm sure every club's learned from Manly stuffing up that situation. But, why wouldn't you lean on the governing body at the end of the day? If anything, you're putting that delicate situation in the hands of the top administrators in the game.
Yep.
Let them kind of take the lead and then, go off the back of them. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Which is sad in a way, Darcy, that teams can't show that individuality. Mm-hmm. The other thing that Tony Mestrov talked a lot about was communication. So it's basically reinforcing that didn't happen previously.
Yeah, well, we saw it all play out in terms of how the playing group weren't given the heads up beforehand, and there was a staff member that had kind of slipped through his emails as it got to let Des Haslett. We saw Des Haslett get the sack because of what the season unraveling after that. And you wonder, could things have gone very differently had there been better communication? Maybe more players might not all of those players might not have stood down. I don't know. It's hard to say. But yeah, you can imagine it would have been less ugly, the fallout, if everyone was on at least notified well in advance. But communication's everything. It really is. When you're running a club with, 30-odd players on a roster, an extended coaching staff and a lot of stakeholders and sponsors and whatnot, communication is everything.
Absolutely. No surprise last night, if we're going to talk about teams that are going really well, New South Wales, a sports team of the year, the Panthers, which seems an obvious one, does.
They had such an incredible year. SG Ball Premiership, Jersey Flegg Premiership, New South Wales Cup, and then they've won state championship too on grand final day, and then the NRL grand final, back to back NRL grand finals too.
Yes.
Like, that is just, it is outstanding. They'd have to be one of the, yeah, the strongest, like the strongest NRL club I've seen in my time, in my 30 years that I've been on the earth.
Yeah.
But they're just, oh, they're outstanding, and you just get the feeling as well. Seeing how good their lower grades have gone, yes, they've lost Api Corrissau, Billy Army Kikau. But you just get the feeling they're probably still going to be just as strong next season. I know that's a big call because they're two key players, but they've got a real production line of talent, and they've got all these things put in place. And they've lost Cameron Serraldo, but they've got Ben Gardner, who's an outstanding assistant coach at the Tigers. And I can't see them taking a backward step. I really can't.
Yeah, it's a bit like that, isn't it? Hey, before we let you go, and you might want to single someone out, but best blokes and great Sheilas that you've met during the course of your sports travels, is there anyone that sticks out in particular?
Yeah. I've met so many wonderful, wonderful NRL players, but one that I always like to go into bat for is Ash Taylor. I remember interviewing him. I remember interviewing him when he'd, I think it was. He was still at the Titans. He had a really rough year. He had to take some time away from the game. So I think it was the start of 2020 I interviewed him, and he just gave me so much time of the day. Was genuinely happy to talk about anything and everything. We spoke about the birth of his daughter. And at the end of the interview, rather than just getting up and leaving like most players do, whipped out his phone, showed me photos of his daughter, wanted to know about my life. He was just genuinely the nicest bloke. And I'm really sad that he's not playing anymore because I wanted to see him strive.
Yeah. Isn't that right? As soon as you meet someone and they're a good person, you follow them for the rest of their career and you just
totally
want them to do well. So, yeah, good nomination there, Ash Taylor. good on you, Darce. I know you've gone through the pain barrier for this one on this, so we do appreciate that. And we will catch up next week.
Okay, chat to you then.
There you go, Darcy McDonald. Yeah, had a stomach bug apparently, so she's been a little under the weather, but absolute pro. She's the number one NRL reporter at Fox Sports. We'll get to the news and then we're back with What's Trending with Coach Gay. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170 SEN.